Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." This is the last Sunday that we at Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill will be talking with you about worship on Saturday morning. Our focus today, how do you hold on to God? What clues are there in worship? We are looking at John 2, verses 13 through 17. The Gospel writer John sets the tone and background for us in verses 13 and 14. He writes, "Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And Jesus found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. The selling that is going on has the component of peddling in it. Those stockyard people are moving whatever they can. They are in the temple physically, and the sense of their business is that they are sitting there and moving merchandise and selling and buying different currencies. The facts of the matter are these. Sacrifices had to be acceptable to God. The priests and their business cronies decided what was acceptable. So you travel to the temple in Jerusalem to worship, and to be sure that you have an acceptable sacrifice, you really decide to buy it from them. You see, if you wanted to worship in the temple and have traveled great distances, you couldn't haul your own animal sacrifice along with you, even if you wanted to. Many of the animals simply would never have made it. The worshipper's only alternative is to bring money and buy a sacrifice there in the temple. But that doesn't end the problem. The problem? You have to have holy money. If you were from outside Israel, you had to have your money converted to the coinage of Israel. Then you could use that Israelite money to buy a sacrifice. There was a lot of inconvenience in obtaining sacrifices for the temple. The stock pens and the money changers had originally set up shop outside the temple grounds. But over the years, the priests had allowed these tradesmen to move into the temple itself. In today's text, Jesus is not objecting to sacrificial worship, but to the abuse of business. Business infiltrating worship. So John explains in verses 15 and 16 that Jesus had made a whip of cords. He drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." There is a teaching in the Bible that has some relevance here. The purpose of a sacrifice was to cover sin. The idea was people are unacceptable to God and His holiness, so they need to be covered in innocence so that they can approach their holy God. The sacrifice was to take away sin. Jesus says, "Take these things away." In a sense, Jesus is saying, "Get these sinful things out of here. Remove this sin." We can see that Jesus is not out to make friends with those who detract from worship and make worship a business opportunity instead of a spiritual act. Well, remember, John the gospel writer was there. He looks at the disciples and sees that the disciples are getting it. They are understanding why Jesus is throwing the works out of the temple. Here's verse 17. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." The zeal we are talking about is a positive thing. It means ardor and diligence. At the same time, the Greek word we translate as zeal here also has a negative component, which we could translate jealousy or malice. It is very apparent from John's choice of words that Jesus is fervent and indignant in what he sees going on in God's house. We have an English expression, "What's eating you?" Look at what the disciples observed here. It is zeal for God's house that is eating at Jesus. Have you ever had a wrong eat at you? The sense of this verse is that zeal is devouring Christ. That is, Jesus' feelings about worship in the temple are so intense, he casts out the offenders of holiness and worship. We have all been to so-called spiritual activities and been offended at the crassness and the offense of people belittling what should be holy. God himself has told us, "Be holy because I am holy." It is not possible to really worship God if we have lost holiness. We have a variety of worship activities on a Sunday morning. Today, people talk about contemporary worship versus liturgical worship. That focus is really the wrong focus. You and I should be looking at holiness. If we come into the presence of God and we behold His holiness, we know that God is there, whatever the worship in its specific form takes place. What we learn from this little lesson from John is that there are things that detract from God's holiness, from His worship, and His worship place. For want of a better word, it is the word that we translate busyness or business. We are talking about the religious business that drives a marketplace of dollar items. When we worship, we should be very sensitive to any activities bringing profit to the place of worship instead of bringing us into God's holiness. Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill is a liturgical church. That is, we value worship. The tradition of the early church recovered by the Lutheran Reformers 500 years ago focused our worship on the great truths of fellowship in Jesus' name in Sunday morning worship. We do not look to profit by ungodly and business world activities at our place of worship, but we do look to raise up the name of Christ and of the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, activities that have grounded worship and fellowship in the Holy Scriptures since the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago. Are you curious? Why not join us some Sunday morning? Zion Lutheran Church uses the common liturgy. This liturgy has components that go back to ancient times, times before Christ, times at the time of Christ. You get the idea. We value historical worship vehicles and the great hymns of the church, whether based on psalms or the great themes of the Bible. You know, we'll save a pew for you. Well, let's listen in on Zion congregation members talking about some of the elements of worship at Zion Lutheran Church.
On the Sundays that I miss coming to church, it just seems like I'm a little bit void or empty. But if I'm here, I have a constant knowing, and it never leaves, of God loves you, and God wants you to be all that you can be through Him, and to serve Him, and to love Him. He will bless you in return. And
Pastor, I guess it keeps me going in the right direction during the week, and reminds me again, if I stray from that path, He kind of taps you and says that's the wrong direction, and keeps you in a straight line.
Coming to Zion Lutheran Church on Sunday, I always walk out of here inspired to continue a devotional on a daily basis, to be in prayer continually, but especially serious and focused prayer life that I feel like that keeps me in that relationship with God, and knowing that I'm able to serve a risen Savior. I feel there's a very confusing message in our society today that's from the media, from just the world in general. And even the message of what churches many times can put forth about what faith means or what it means to be a Christian or just worshiping in God, many times not even understanding who the true God really is that we should serve. And so I do feel that coming to Zion, if there's any one thing that I think we would like for Zion to represent, would be a lighthouse that could go out into the community for those that are confused, or maybe they're searching for something in their life that they would be able to come here and be able to understand what
a real comfortable place to come with everybody here that, you know, they're all Christians, and you just feel comfortable here.
Yes. This is one place where you can truly feel God's presence. You feel welcomed by the congregation, and you feel like that the pastor and his family are good examples of what a Christian should be, and that when you leave this place, you will be filled.
Well, when you get up in the morning, you pray, and even before you get up, and any other time during the day when things are either went real good and you want to thank them, or one doing too good, they need some help, you bring them up.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church invites you to liturgical worship. We use the familiar classic common service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday school at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m.? Call Zion Lutheran Church for details at 251-945-5209. And men, think breakfast before work. Complimentary breakfast. Our men's 7:10 Breakfast and Speaker Fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945-5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again.